Is there anybody there? Good morning. It's really good to see you all this morning. Welcome to worship here at Kemnay Parish Church. As you can see, I'm not Joshua. Joshua is on holiday for the next few weeks. So we're putting together a series of services that are going to be slightly different from the normal. And we hope that they're going to be suitable for you folks coming along here. The first thing we're going to have in our service today, as has become customary, is the blether, the joint blether. So we'll have that now, and then I'll just clarify a couple of announcements before we get into our worship service proper.
Everybody, and a very, very warm welcome to worship wherever you happen to be today, and you're joining with us, whether online or in one of our congregations. Please know that you're very, very welcome. We're going to have a word now with all of our neighbouring congregations, just to get a sense of what's been going on this week and also to find what's coming up in the week to come. So, Neil Kintore, how are things over with you?
All going well in Kintore, thank you. Lovely to see you all. I guess the only thing I want to mention today is to point your attention to a group that we have in Kintore. I think I've mentioned them before, Sustainable Kintore. This is a group who are very interested in the climate change and climate justice issues. And with COP26 coming up very shortly, they're starting to move. They've been meeting with MPs and MSPs to talk about climate justice issues. And if you'd like to know more about what Sustainable Kintore are doing, please take a look at our website, kintorekirk.org.uk, and there is a Sustainable Kintore tab for you to look at.
Great, thanks. Thank you, Neil, for that. Bella, news from Blair Duff and Chapel of Ely.
Hello, good morning. It's lovely to think that we've got some planning in the future, and we've put a date in for some coffee mornings and Christmas activities on the 27th of November. So that's the last Saturday of November from 10 to 2. So pop that in your diary, because it's really nice to have something coming along. Tozy will be with us in Chapel of Gady this morning, so we look forward to trying and helping him explore the Doric dialect a little bit more. And just a word, I think that's the last of the swallows. I haven't seen any for a few days, and the weather's definitely turned chiller, so I'm sure Godspeed to them as they go on their way to South Africa and beyond. Okay, that's us from the north.
Well, those are going and the geese are coming back, Stella. They're passing the manse here in Echt. So, Ewan, over to you for news from Cluny and Monymusk.
Well, hello. It's nice to be able to speak to you. I had our first baptism last weekend, and for the first time, and I'm not going to say the name of the family, but for the first time in 30 years, a baby cried during the baptism. And that broke my heart, that broke my record, but it was lovely seeing folk. And I have to say, a number of visitors in the church actually enjoyed the blether, and that's, they made a point of saying how much they enjoyed listening to the blether of what was going on. So that was good. There's not much going on. We have our Harvest Thanksgiving today, and it's at Cluny, and there's Sunday school, and he's after the service, and a collection of foodstuffs for the local food bank. And so that's what's happening. And next week we'll be just back to normal worshipping at Cluny at 10 o'clock.
Thanks, Ewan. Joshua, you're over in Kemnay. How's life over with you?
Hi, everybody. Nice to see everyone. Things are going fine, I think. Just a couple things to share from the Kemnay side of things. Going forward into this week, we'll continue to have our lunch club on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 12 to 2 at the church center. And this is aimed primarily at vulnerable folk in our communities who might need some extra support as we continue to find our way through this pandemic. And also on another note, I'm taking leave for the month of October. So I won't be present in Kemnay for any of the October worship services or for, besides this blether, the joint services as well. But in terms of worshiping Kemne, we'll have a variety of different opportunities for worship, different styles of worship on Sunday mornings, including some praise services and some guest preachers, including Reverend Tose, who's graciously joining us for worship on the 24th of October. And we're very much looking forward to that, Tose. So that's all from Kemne.
Thanks, Joshua, and we wish you a great month off and look forward to seeing you when you're back.
Thank you.
Tose, good morning to you. How's your week been and what's your news?
Yeah, morning to you. My week was a little bit good, though. I experienced in two funerals and Holy Communion for the first time, according to the culture of the Scottish people. As a man who is on a learning curve, I learned a lot as far as how you do your things here, how the Holy Communion is being partaken here. But I was very happy that the liturgy, on both sides, on the funerals and at the same time on the Holy Communion, is one and the same, and sometimes word to word. So I was very happy to experience those two activities during the week. However, as a man who is on a learning curve, you'll be with your book every day, writing down some questions to ask soon after the service to understand what actually was happening. I think on my side, that was how my week was all about.
Well, if it's any consolation, Tote, it's still all a learning curve for us as well, I think. And it should be, I guess. But it's great to hear that you're finding your feet. And I know people are really appreciating your worship.
Okay, thank you.
Things at Echt and Midmar are well. We're celebrating another baptism this week, which is lovely. And of course, we're looking forward as a grouping to next steering group meeting, which comes up this coming week. And we'll continue the discussions that we're having about the future of the relationship that we're in between our congregations. So we're looking forward to taking those talks further as well. And of course, our collection for Blythswood, the charity Blythswood Care, is now underway, and we welcome donations from all of our sister churches as well, if anybody's interested. So we go now to worship. We worship together and we worship in our sister churches. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for that. Interesting to hear what's going on in the local churches in our area grouping, I think you'll agree. Just a couple of announcements to add to what Joshua mentioned in his contribution to the joint blether there. First of all, it would be really helpful for the welcome team if you're able to pre-book your seat here in church. It's not a requirement that you do this, but it really does help them out a lot. It saves a lot of time updating the database afterwards, because if you do this online, it actually, your details go straight into a database which we keep for just a short time in line with track and trace requirements. So please keep that in mind if you're able to do so. If you're not able, it's not a problem. You can just give your details when you arrive at the door. Also, Monday Bible studies are going to start up this month, not tomorrow, not this Monday, but in a week's time, the Monday Bible study will start. Now, David and Will are the two people that are responsible for organising that, and you can get in touch with them if you would like to get the joining details. It's all done via Teams, so if you're able to get online with Teams, then you can join that Bible study. So there's no in-person meeting taking place just yet. So it'll be online in Teams. So feel free to get in touch with David or Will, either of the two, David Bale or Will. Right then, so coming to our own worship this morning, I reflected on what we would do for this service, and we're kind of responding to a request from a member of the congregation to do a praise morning. So this is a little bit different, and we've got a special invited guest who's going to introduce some of his own songs that he's written. So I hope that will be for your edification. I looked and thought about what we might set the scene with for this worship service, and this is the psalm that often comes to me in this context. It's Psalm 100, and the psalm says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth." Notice it says all the earth there, not just people who go to church, all the earth. It then says, "Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before with him with joyful songs." That means you're allowed to smile in church, and you're allowed to bring your joy into church. "Know that the Lord is good. It is he who made us. We are his people. He is the sheep, and we are the sheep of his pasture." He's the creator of us and of everything that surrounds us, the entire entirety of creation. "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise him." That's what we do when we come into this building. We are entering his gates, and we should do it with thanksgiving and praise. So we really want to try and lift our praise in a really joyful way. And finally, "For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." God is all faithful, and he's with us all the time. Even at times when we think he's maybe not there, he is faithful, and he's being with us. So we're going to sing our first song now, which is "We Are Here to Praise You." Join in with these as well. There are some actions to take part in. The first song is "My God is So Big." So I really want to hear you singing out with this. And remember, "My God is so big." Remember the actions. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing that he cannot do. Do you remember all that? Right. Adults, help out the kids. I don't know if they've heard this song before. You never know. It might be new to them. Right? Okay, go for it.
Thank you.
song you need to stand up for. Right, this is with Jesus in the boat, we can smile at the storm. Now, how many people know the actions for this one? Put your hands up. Anybody know? Nobody knows the actions. Judith knows the actions. Judith, can you come up here? Yeah. It's difficult for me to demonstrate whilst playing at the same time. Come on up, you come. Say thank you, Judith. We're going to be a round of applause. Right, yeah. So, it goes like this, okay? Just listen carefully. With Jesus in the boat, it's my land. This is the point where the children, I believe, are going to leave us because they're actually heading for the church centre. So we'll play another round of that chorus. Sing along if you want while they are.
We're going to sing one more song now. It's Be Still for the Presence of the Lord, and then Peter is going to come forward and lead us in a prayer. So let's sing Be Still for the Presence of the Lord.
Thank you. Let's now join together in prayer. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that we can come together as a church this morning to praise your name. We thank you for the ability to gather in person in difficult circumstances, to meet together and bring forward our commitment and praise to you. We thank you for all those who have been involved in putting the service together this morning, and for those who have worked through the pandemic to allow us to gather online for praise. Lord, we thank you for being with each of us through the pandemic and for keeping us safe. We pray for our members who are watching from home today. But most of all, Lord, we thank you for your everlasting presence with us. Lord, as we praise you through the gifts of music, testimony, and scripture, please help us to understand your message to us. We open our hearts and minds to you now and ask that the guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit may work within us and in this place to guide us towards a true understanding of your word. We thank you, Lord, for the testimony of Leslie today. Please guide him as he shares his experiences and thoughts. May this encourage each of us to also think about and share our own testimonies with others. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, as we join now together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Okay then, now you'll notice it says song set two. That implies more than one song. I'm watching the clock, so I'm going to be very careful not to keep you back from your Sunday dinner. We're going to sing at least one song from this set. We'll see how time goes. The first one that we chose here is When Upon Life's Billows You Are Tempest Tossed. I hope this is one that you know or remember from a long time ago. It's quite an old song.
Thank you.
set is what a wonderful change in my life has been wrought.
Right, the reading this morning is taken from the New Testament, and it's taken from John chapter 4, and we're reading from verse 4. Now he had to go through Samaria, so he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from his journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." Here endeth the lesson.
Thank you, Mary. You can see this is a bit of a praise band show today, except for our mystery guest.
Well, you might have guessed already if you were listening carefully to Peter's prayer, but our mystery guest is not really a mystery at all, but he is a celebrity. It's Leslie Mackay. Leslie's going to share some words with us, so I'll just let him take the lead here. But you are expected to sing a little bit here as well.
I think those steps are getting steeper. There's a short verse in Ephesians, everyone, that says, "Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord." And haven't we had that in abundance this morning so far? Absolutely brilliant, Jim. Thank you very much. Now, the first song that I want to introduce to you is a song that I wrote one Sunday afternoon after listening to our minister, the Reverend John Renton, who was doing a summer season on the I Am of Jesus, you know. And this one here, from that passage that Mary read to us, "I am the living water." And in that afternoon of his morning preaching, then this song just came to me, and I thought, yes, there is a lot more to drinking than just turning on a tap. If you turn on Jesus' tap, everyone, then it's permanent. So I'm now going to ask Jim and the band to let you hear the music of this, because I do understand that the music's new to you and the words are new to you. And I shall join with the band to sing some of the words just in a moment, and then I'll invite you all to join us after we've gone through the first verse and the chorus. Along at school there, my music teacher at school for a long time was Mrs. Mary Burnett, whom some of you will know from Kintore. And she and I, and some of the class teachers too, used to sort of hunt around and see if we could find some more appropriate songs that we could sing at the class-led assemblies. And one day, my friend Myra said to me, "Leslie, do you know the story in the Bible about Jesus calling the children forward?" I said, "Do I know it? It's one of my favorite ones." And she said, "Do you know you can sing it?" And I said, "No." So she introduced it to us. And from then on, it became one of our favorite songs at our assemblies, for the class-led assemblies. And it's a very easy one to deal with because it just actually is the words that are in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 13 to 15, and the words just follow there. And they're sung to the tune of Edelweiss, and I hope you can all remember Edelweiss. Maybe I should sing Edelweiss first. No, I won't sing Edelweiss first. But that's the tune. But you see, it's very straightforward. It's one fine day, long ago, Jesus talked to the people. I think you could just join us. Will you just join us right away, Jim?
Sorry?
Will you just join us right away?
Yes, I want to think of mine.
Just join us right away. One fine day, long ago, Edelweiss. Put his hands on them and he blessed them. Isn't that a beautiful song, everyone?
Yes.
No, oh well. Let's try my other one. I'm quite fond of the letter to the Philippians, and maybe it's well known to a lot of you here, I would think it possibly is. And one of the things that you come across in the early verses in Philippians, particularly in chapter 2, is that God has a purpose for us. He has a purpose, and he will see it to completion, and it's a good purpose. I actually led a Bible study one time after an Alpha course when the people who came to the Alpha course wanted to have some more insight. And we discovered that there was a reflection called a Life Worth Living, and it was based on that. So I spent quite a considerable time going through that and getting to know the importance of it. And then, not all of a sudden, but gradually, I thought, you know, there's a lot more than this. This is not quite relevant, but just sort of semi-relevant. Do you remember that bit when Peter and Jesus are having a conversation, or at least Jesus is saying to Peter, "Do you love me?" And Peter says, "Yes." And then Jesus says, "Peter, do you love me?" And Peter says, "Yes, I do." And then Jesus says, "Peter, are you absolutely sure that you love me?" And Peter said, "Yes, yes, yes, I love you." So here's my song, and my song is, "Does God Have a Plan?" And you get the yeses, if you see what I mean. You get two yeses, and then you get two yeses, and then you get three yeses to be quite utterly adamant. So I think it's quite an easy one to sing. Is it, Jim? Will we just take it straight off?
Yes.
Right, let's just take this straight off. Does God have a plan? And watch out when we come to the third verse. There are just three verses. It's a beautiful verse. It's my favorite. Yes, yes,
does God have a plan? Yes, yes, does God have a plan? Yes, yes, does God have a plan? Yes, 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 God has a plan for everyone.
Now you'll notice there that you've got to sing yes, yes, and then yes, yes, and then yes, yes, yes. So we sing that first line twice. Okay, so just keep that in mind. Okay, and hang in there.
Does God have a plan? Yes, yes, does God have a plan? Yes, yes, does God have a plan? Yes, 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 God has a plan for everyone. God has a plan for me, and God has a plan for me.
Here it goes again.
Lord have a plan. Yes, yes, Lord have a plan. Yes, yes, Lord have a plan. Yes, yes, yes.
I just want to finish, friends, with a brief prayer. Thank you, Lord, for putting new songs in our hearts and new songs in our mouth. And thank you for the power of music to actually make a message so powerful. Amen.
Thank you very much. What Leslie just said about God inspiring new songs, he's been doing that through the ages. I mean, he inspired Charles Wesley to write songs hundreds of years ago, maybe. But the reality is he continues to do that today. Some of the songs we used come from my childhood in church. I can remember singing When Upon Life's Billows in the Mission in Fraserburgh and so on. But the reality is that God's inspiring people all the time. Now, the next two songs, I'm going to let Richard introduce them. They are quite modern, and I think you've probably heard us sing them before, but they're quite easy.
Yeah, so the next two songs we're going to sing is Jesus Be the Centre. We should keep Jesus at the centre of everything we do. And he is the centre of our lives, and he will have a plan for us. Then after that, we're going to sing There Is a Higher Throne, which is a lovely song by the Gettys that we have done before, I think. I'm sure you'll pick it up. But first of all, Jesus Be the Centre.
Jesus, 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 Jesus
Absolutely wonderful lyrics, those, you know. And they do actually mean something in our lives. You can take all of the songs that we've sung today and look at the words that are spoken through them. And they actually mean something to us at different times in our lives. Maybe we're going through a high time, maybe we're going through a low time. But you'll find words that are there that are for you, I think, in any case. We've got one more song for you to sing this morning, and then we're going to play a song whilst you're leaving church. I just want to say thank you to Leslie for giving us his input this morning. You know, it's wonderful that God has inspired him to produce words and songs like those that you heard, and to hear the stories behind how they came to him. I just want to also say thank you to the praise band for stepping in here. But by the way, these people had not played any of Leslie's songs until last night about 8 o'clock. So it was a wee bit of a challenge there, but we hope we did you justice, Leslie. I want to say thank you also to the folks upstairs, because they are not familiar with the material that we've used today. So they were kind of having to keep on the hoof there in order to make sure that they did the right thing, having the right microphone, having the right words on the screen, and having the right angles on the view. If you look at the service on playback, you'll see that Alistair's been quite busy moving cameras around and stuff like that as well. We're really grateful for all the support that we get from all the folks. Right, this is our last song. It's one that's very, very familiar. And I just want you to embrace this song as we sing it. Amen.
Thank you.
Father, we just want to come before you now as we come to the end of our service together. We just commit to you everything that's been said and everything that has been spoken. And we just pray that the words that have been used today have been meaningful in the context of our lives at this time. Heavenly Father, continue to be ever faithful. Continue to be with us. And as we come to the end of this service, Heavenly Father, please go with every individual and just let your Spirit dwell in our lives in the week ahead. We just ask all these things now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now we're going to play one more song, which is your going out song. You can feel free to sing along if you want. I mean, I think James has got the words up there if he wants to put them on the screen. But you don't have to sing. You can just go. It's all right. Right, thank you.